Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back.
It seems so.
17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for this mayhem. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the number three. It's thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out. Tiana Lawrence is our guest. She's one of the people who inspired me, has inspired me with her work on blockchain to get better, to get smarter. Her book called Blockchain for Dummies is outstanding. Everybody should have this. If you're, I don't care where you are in the marketplace, you need to know about blockchain. And Tiana makes it simple. Tiana, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about some of the ways you're seeing blockchain become mainstream. You know, over the last two or three years, we've heard blockchain, you know, becoming being used in frivolous ways, sort of a not a fad type of thing, but a sort of a I don't know, just not in a way that most people would say, yeah, I want some of that. But today, blockchain is becoming more mainstream, isn't it? And tell us where you see it working its way into mainstream.
Yeah, so because I work across so many different sectors, I'll give you a couple different examples. So there's a company up in Canada called RightMesh. And they're creating a incentivized system for sharing internet. So, like, if you're passing through an area, you could share your data with other individuals and use a token as a mechanism to pay for that. And in the United States, it's not a big deal. But
so, I would sublet my bandwidth to somebody for a token?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So if I pull down 50 meg off of the backbone to serve my company, and somebody's driving by, they're, you know, 5 miles on either side, they could get an access to my bandwidth and leave a token behind. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Huh. Wow.
So that's one of my favorite projects.
How does blockchain make that happen, though?
So, again, self-clearing and settling. It's a system that's great for when two parties don't trust each other to be able to.
It's not that they don't trust each other necessarily. They don't know each other well enough to trust yet, right? They might one day,
absolutely.
But right now they don't know each other. So this is something we didn't talk about last time that we got to bring up, folks. Blockchain. Is you've heard me talk about how we've got to get trust. We've got to figure out how to put trust on a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 28-core processor. Blockchain is one of the answers, isn't it, Tiana?
I think so. I think it really is. So that's on one spectrum. I love the IoT space. On another
Internet of Things.
Part,
yeah, go ahead.
Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. I still think that blockchain technology is fantastic for raising capital. It's a really great use case. So I've been looking at a lot of different companies that are trying to solve some of the issues that sort of, I think of them as free range ICOs didn't solve for, like whether or not somebody was a qualified investor, you know, whether or not the asset was a good investment. So I've been looking at Polymath, which is actually another Canadian company that are doing security tokens and making sure that they're compliant. Another company.
Let me slow you down for a second. So, so you're saying that somebody would give the company money. They'd give them $1,000, let's say, invest $1,000 in this company, and they'd get tokens back or ICOs, initial coins, in an initial coin offering. They'd get that back in exchange for the $1,000, and it would represent $1,000 in initial value, right?
Yeah, so you could issue your stock or your bond on that system and have it be compliant if you've, you know, filed right. all the right documents with the appropriate government.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right,
so absolutely. So that's one. Another one I'm looking at, similar but totally structured differently, is called ABE out of Malta. And they're setting up exchanges in different locations. And again, trading securities for small cap companies. So going public in the U.S., I think it's about $3 million to be listed. They're able to reduce those costs significantly because, again, it's a self-clearing settling system. You don't need a ton of people processing paper.
Right.
The system does it.
It's a more efficient clearinghouse process, isn't it? It minimizes
yeah.
the middle people, and it gives you the same level of security. But it's because it's an electronic record. It doesn't start out as paper. It doesn't start as something somebody has to push. It's electronic, and the verification of it and all that is done electronically across the network.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. What else? There's another company in New York I really like called MadHive. And MadHive, co-founded by one of the guys from Zynga, the game company, they're doing so, like, on the internet, when you have ads and stuff like that, how do you know that those ads haven't been fraudulent, that
right.
those clicks and stuff are real? So that's one of the things that they're doing.
Ah.
Again, system.
Yeah, so you know that what you pay for, which you're a real customer. Quick break, folks. Right back with Tiana Lawrence. More fascinating blockchain information from Tiana. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.